My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Aditi Kankabwala joins us on the show. Aditi, hello.
Good morning. Are you enjoying your sideline experience?
Yeah, I am. I'm having a blast.
Really? That didn't sound super convincing right
now. No, I'm dead serious. I'm having a blast. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound... I'm having a hoot. It's a new experience for me. It's a fun experience for me. It's preseason, so it's not like intense on the sidelines.
Right.
So I'm not like goofing off with anybody, but I've noticed some guys come up and goof off with me, and that's okay, and I enjoy that. I'm not going to tell you who. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I'm enjoying my experience very much.
Hey, Nick Chubb was smiling on the sideline, so there's that.
You think he's going to be able to go week one against Dallas?
I think week one is a little bit aggressive, don't you? I mean, he's very, very careful not to say anything. I must have asked him three different ways as friendly as I can, and he just kept saying, you know, one day at a time, we're trying to get 1% better every day. But I think it's a little aggressive. But then again, you know what, like, this is Nick Chubb. Anytime you think that something is out of the realm of possibility –
and that's why, like, that's why people are saying it, because they're like, well, Nick Chubb's Nick Chubb, and he can always. It's like, well, you can't just force these things.
Well, and I also think that the Browns are going to be insanely smart about this. It's a really long season, and, you know, you don't want to push anything unnecessarily so.
Well, speaking of not pushing things, would you play Deshaun Watson on Saturday?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I said no.
Why?
Because I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him out there when there's no left tackle out there.
Well, you do make a very valid point, but by the same token, you are not having him do everything that he ordinarily would do. He's got to get some sort of game reps, and he himself is saying that for his preparation, for him to feel as good and ready as possible, he wants to get out there a little bit. I just don't love this. Nobody plays in the preseason. I get that there are certain guys that, you know, Joe Thomas was one, Joel Bitonio, I guess, is now, that there are so many reps, mental reps, and so much care for their bodies, and you know what you're getting. But a quarterback needs to get out there. I mean, think about, we keep talking about it. What happened to Jerome Ford last year? He wasn't tackled once. All of a sudden he comes in the regular season, and what happened? The first time he's tackled, he fumbles the ball?
It happens.
I feel like even if it's a couple series and not a whole quarter, it's good. It's good for him to get out there. It's good to see a live rush, feel the pace of the game, be under the lights. All of that is useful and valuable.
Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Didi, it was interesting because last week there was a bit of a discussion that emerged once Kevin Stefanski had said the plan was for him to play in that final preseason game. And then when Deshaun Watson was asked later in the week, he acted like he had not been told that. So we had wondered if that was, you know, something that the lines of communication were a little mixed. Be that as it may, I mean, you've talked to Deshaun Watson. Does he not seem like a guy that wants to play?
I mean, he told me. He openly told me standing on the sideline during the game that, yes, he does want to play. And we had the conversation that he always wants to play more than Kevin wants him to play. And where does the lobbying stand right now? And, you know, he obviously left that open-ended and said he doesn't know. But he's hoping to play. I wonder also, you know, obviously the situation of the line and what sort of harm you're putting in what sort of harm's way you are putting someone, that obviously plays a role. But I also, this whole 10 p.m. Eastern time kickoff is ludicrous to me. Not only having to fly all the way across the country for a preseason game, but then having it be a night game. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a day game. I don't know. So and this is just me speculating. I haven't had this conversation with anybody to ask if that plays a role. Because a lot of the preseason is also just sort of getting the mental reps of what preparation is. Like, how do you warm up before a game? How do you get into your uniform? How is the whole operation of, okay, this is the cycle of getting ready. They're not getting ready for a 10 p.m. Eastern time game this season, or needing to, outside of this.
Aditi, how much...
You're not that moved by that. Lima, you don't think that that's that big of a deal? I'm afraid I'm going to be taking a nap at halftime. You'll see me laying down behind the Browns bench.
I think when the schedule came out, obviously we were all like, that is a bizarre time for us to conclude our preseason slate. It was very interesting. I'm sure it's not exactly what the powers that be were thinking about.
I mean, I'm sure not. I really am. I'll tell you guys, I'm legitimately concerned about keeping myself awake and alert and looking awake and alert.
There's no way you're legitimately concerned. You're walking around at a sideline. You're going to fall asleep standing up?
I mean, maybe not, but
exactly.
You'll be there, right, Ken? You'll be there.
And I'm loud enough to keep
everybody
awake
if necessary.
Yes, I'm loud enough to keep everybody awake. You know that. So everybody will stay up.
I hope so.
It'll work out. Aditi, is there somebody who is, you think, on the bubble that needs to play well on Saturday?
Go ahead.
Siaki Ika, and I don't know if David Bell is going to be available, but if he is available, I think he's got to play. I don't think he's a lock to make the team.
I agree with you on that one. And I think Jamari Thrash has had a nice little camp. Now, obviously, he's a draft pick, so you wouldn't expect him to move on, but I think that that's a young man that has fought to be involved in some way. I think, you know what I find fascinating is how the bodies will be different. When you always think about it, will be different in special teams on kickoff coverage and kickoff return. So what I mean by that is when you're on the cusp, when you're on the bubble of making a team, the more you can do matters. And it's often, are you a contributor on special teams? You're more likely, that goes in your pro column. Well, now there's so much uncertainty about who you're playing on these teams, because remember, now you're not looking for the fastest guys to get downfield. You're looking for guys that can hold a block in space. I think it changes the calculus a little bit. So whereas you might have held on to an extra wide receiver for various reasons, that might not be as desirable of a special teams position at the moment. Does that make sense? Do you get where I'm going with that?
Yes, I do.
Elucidating that as clearly. I don't know how you guys do this first thing in the morning every single day. Don't you feel like you need to warm up a little bit?
No.
Get the brain firing?
No. I like coming out like this. It's more fun for me.
All right. I have to make sure to drink more coffee before I talk to you in the morning.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, is school still out in Pittsburgh?
It is. My son starts on Thursday, the 22nd. And yesterday was his birthday party in the backyard. It was Backyard Olympics. So yesterday was a whole lot. Oh, it was fun. There were a lot of events.
Does it seem like the kids are more hellish this week as they get ready to go to school? I was getting calls like crazy yesterday to my children.
Really?
And it happens like every year.
Did yours start this week too?
Yeah. Like every year, like this time, it's like, they are being ridiculous, Kenny. You need to talk to them. And then they got it. There's got to be crime and punishments. And then they go to school and then everything kind of calms down because they're too damn tired at the end of the day.
Oh, you're the heavy in your family?
Hell yeah. We've talked about this before.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who has to dole out the punishment. I know I'm Mr. Good Times with everybody else, but with them, oh, no. I'm Dad. Didi Kinkabwala joining us here on the show. What do you think of the new kickoff rule? Do you think it could end up being a dud this year?
You know, we had our CBS NFL Summit last week, and we were all talking about this. And Gene Steratore, of course, the longtime official, is on our staff. And he was saying he doesn't feel the 30 is far enough if the ball goes in the out of the back of the end zone to incentivize dropping the ball within the landing zone and getting a return. So I wonder, I know that the NFL has said it doesn't want to make any tweaks into the season. It ideally doesn't want to, but it has been left open. I wonder if we see a change there. You know, we heard Kyle Shanahan say, what, 1 or 2 weeks ago, that maybe you just deal with it. You start at the 30 and you let your defense go to work, as opposed to running the risk of letting a long one go through. And you'd hate to see that. I mean, I love the play. I love a kick return. I think that it's dynamic. It's exciting. It can set the tone for the start of a drive. To me, it's been really disappointing that the play has basically been removed from football the last few years. So I hope this makes a difference. I hope we see more returns, but I can't say for sure. It's funny, I talked to Dustin Hopkins for a while about the kicking that he's had to do in preparation. You know, and these are all kicks that he's kicked in his life, that he's made in his life, whether it's directional, whether it's dropping, whether it's a squib that is not a true squib because it has to get to the landing zone before it squibs, but the variety with which you have to practice. And I mean, something as simple as in the past, you thought about hang time. Now you don't want hang time. So it's not so simple as, okay, now instead of kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone, you want to drop the ball within, let's say, the 5-yard line, but you also don't want it to hang forever. You guys aren't fascinated by this.
No, I thought Lai was going to ask a question.
You guys, like, walk away.
No, I was writing something down. I thought Lai was going to ask a question.
You know, some guys, I'll say this. Sometimes I'm talking to you guys, and it feels like it goes and it goes, and we're all in it. And then sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Well, sometimes I don't know when to jump in and jump out, and I don't want to cut you off when you're still speaking because I think it sounds bad. So I don't want to be like, and then you're still going, I'm like, oh gosh, that's terrible.
That's a conversation. That's okay, don't you think? Isn't that what real conversation is like?
I've got nasty emails before about it, and I try not to.
Well, I'm not offended by it, but okay. That's good to know that you're so conscientious about that.
Yeah, I don't want to get in your way of what you're saying. Go ahead, Tom.
Aditi, just because you're closer to it, even though you're covering the Browns right now, people are starting to call it the worst quarterback competition in the history of football there in Pittsburgh. What do you make of it? Who's going to win it?
I mean, Mike Tomlin has been pretty open and said, look, Russell Wilson signed with the Steelers because Mike Tomlin promised him the starting job, and he hasn't swayed off of that since. He keeps saying that Russell Wilson is in the pole position, and he keeps saying, you know, he made a big deal when the very first depth chart came out that everybody noted that Russell Wilson was first on the depth chart.
Yeah, but Russell was terrible the other night. Can't things change?
Yikes.
Can't they change?
I mean, you'd think, but I don't know. I don't know that Justin Fields is – Justin, there's a reason that Chicago chose to move on from Justin Fields. And Justin Fields is a very dynamic athlete, and he's young enough that you certainly hope he continues to improve. But he's not seeing the field as cleanly as they would like right now either. I think you're going to see both of them play. There has to be some sort of package for Justin Fields, considering how athletic he is. And I know that Mike Tomlin has been resistant to that. There was a long time when Josh Dobbs was in Pittsburgh, and they would never quarterback sneak with Ben Roethlisberger, and we would talk about this constantly. Like, just make a package for Dobson. You know, this is a guy who's a dynamic athlete. They were obviously doing it in New Orleans with Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, but Tomlin was never really into that. I don't know how much of that was you didn't want to ever take the ball out of Ben Roethlisberger's hands. I don't know, but I do get the sense that you'll see some of both. But, you know, I don't know. I was just talking to a Steelers player actually a couple of days ago who told me how excited he is about everything that's related to this offense. And I don't want to be disrespectful to him in any way, but there's a piece of me that says, but the bar was so low. Like, you consider the last 2 years where you had a totally dysfunctional offense, where you had an offensive coordinator who didn't game plan in any way with anyone in the building, who had never been a coordinator on the NFL level, who had cycled through so many jobs prior to even coming to Pittsburgh. The Steelers did not run a varsity-level offense, to use a Mike Tomlin phrase, the last few years. So now you've got Arthur Smith, who's a legitimate coordinator, who has been a head coach, who's a really, really, really smart guy. That alone has to make you feel good. But is that still enough to say, wow, this is a hair-on-fire type offense?
Aditi Kinkabwala joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Aditi, flying, I'm terrified of it. How do I deal with it without using mind-altering substances?
Seriously?
Yes.
Are you afraid of this flight?
Oh, I'm terrified of flying.
Well, we should sit by each other, right, on the plane? There's nothing to, you know, you're actually kind of safe. I think that you are safer in an airplane than you are in a car.
That's what everybody says. Yeah, because there's highly trained people who are flying the plane. I mean,
and
I saw
if you're,
flight.
If you're flying on the Browns team plane, yeah, they are bringing you food constantly.
Well, that's not good for me.
Literally.
That's not good for me.
It keeps you busy. You know what? Bring a book. Are you a reader or are you a movie watcher?
I have a book I'm reading right now called Welcome to the Jungle Inn.
Okay.
It's
definitely,
about,
I read. Yeah. I read on planes. I love to read, and it makes the time go.
I feel people don't think I read, and so if I pull out a book, they're going to go, "What are you reading that book about?" And then I just end up talking about the book instead of reading the book.
Well, on these planes, you kind of spread out a lot, so it's not like you're necessarily sitting right next to somebody.
Okay.
But I'll sit close, and we can talk about the book, or we can let you read the book. You'll be okay. You don't need, you know what? I almost feel, it's funny, like when people say, oh, I need a drink to get on a plane, that almost makes it worse. Like if you're nervous to be on a plane, why would you want to be a little bit tipsy, or why would you want to be on some sort of medication?
Oh, I'm definitely that guy. I'm definitely, it's made it a lot easier for me, I got to say, but I can't do it. This is a business flight. Can't do that. Love a guy.
This is a business flight, yeah. And I think the NFL has outlawed that
the National. They protect the shield. But they don't care about Ken Carmen having a problem with
flying. I'll protect you. If anything crazy happens and you need help with your oxygen mask, Ken, I'll be there for you.
Oh, God. Aditi, thank you very much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right. You take care. Bye, guys.
We'll see you. Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from CBS Sports and News 5. She'll be on the sideline for News 5's coverage of the Browns and the Seattle Seahawks. Are coming up at 9, former Browns quarterback. I got one little thing I want to say about the team in Pittsburgh, because you've been very sensitive to it this offseason about talking too much Pittsburgh Steelers. I did go back and watch them against the Bills because, you know, I'm a sicko. They got a Broderick Jones problem. They got a problem there. I know he's like, well, I've listened
to
people
who that is.
He is their right tackle, and he has been a mess. Because right now, the league has changed. Like, I know I keep saying left tackle, left tackle, left tackle when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Right tackle is almost as important, and you're starting to see that, by the way, in salaries. But it's almost as important now because of the way quarterbacks are. They escape left and right, so they're not just going to stand there in the pocket and deliver. It's not just a blind side anymore. So your right tackles become important, especially with those two guys where Justin Fields going to explore the space. And you could say Russell Wilson is the originator of exploring the space. And Greg Rousseau beat the brakes off him. He had trouble. And he might be playing. I know he has a sleeve. It is troublesome. So that's something that I think I would watch. I know, what did they just bring in Chukwuemeka back because they need him or something like that? I think Jeff said in the updates over there. So they're in a little bit of a problem with their offensive line as well. I know that we can't necessarily say much, but I tell you right now that their offensive line is having a couple of problems over there.
Well, I know that obviously our fans think about the Steelers a lot, but because the Ravens were so damn good last year, mm-hmm. and because Burrow's got a track record of when healthy, he's a Super Bowl type quarterback.
Yes,
that the Steelers have been like the least of my concerns, even though I think anything's an upgrade over what they had at quarterback last year. The problem for them is their guys. I mean, Russell Wilson looks absolutely.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Washed up. I know it's preseason.
Yeah.
Wasn't great last year. And Justin Fields is just a right now, it is trending. The direction is bust.
Not in a good direction.
Some people might already think it's a bust. There were still some people high on him last year, which surprised me.
He is a good athlete. He's talented.
He almost beat us last year, and he didn't look great in that game at all.
He's a good athlete. He's a talented college quarterback. Greg Cosell, and I bristled at it because I didn't want to hear the truth. Greg Cosell said, man, he's late on a lot of this stuff. He's just a tick behind. And he's looking for a bigger window than what those windows allow for him in the NFL. Because you had much bigger windows in college. So he's looking for a bigger window. That window's not there. So when he decides to throw it, when he actually does, he's a tick behind. And it's causing for bad balls, balls behind guys.
He had better receivers in college than he has right now.
Yes, he sure as hell did. So he did have that. So that's the only thing I'm going to say about them over there. We got to focus on our own situation. We have a left tackle situation we have to deal with.
Do you disagree? Like, I have the Steelers in last place. I mean,
I do not.
I don't disagree.
I don't disagree. The other three... It just depends on how Deshaun Watson plays. And Deshaun Watson playing on Saturday is not going to make me change my ideas of whether or not I think that they're going to be amazing for the rest of the year or they're going to suck up the room for the rest of the year. I think because of the schedule, because of their division, they're a 10-7 football team. And depending on how the breaks, it might get you into the playoffs and it might not. Because if Deshaun Watson goes out there and he throws for 3 touchdowns, no picks, and they beat up Dallas, probably going to change my record. Yeah, I think the records this year are a moving target. So I think they're just about where they were last year. 10-7, somewhere in there. But if he doesn't play well week one, then I might change my record somewhere else. But him playing on Saturday is not going to dictate my ideas of what I think he's going to be for the entire year. We hopefully will find out later on today. I would, if I were Kevin, I wouldn't play him. I think because Kevin said it publicly, he's going to play him.
Well, I might find out today on the afternoon show because Kevin Stefanski, after practice, is going to be on our afternoon show today on 92.3 The Fan. Stay tuned. We'll get you a better time as we get closer to that.
What if he does his press conference? Does he only have a pre-practice press conference? Okay, if he only has a pre-practice press conference, then we're not going to hear it because it would be... It would make him look bad if he was going, yeah, Deshaun's going to play on Saturday. And then I was like, oh, he can break the news on Afternoon Drive that he's not going to play on Saturday. I go, nope, because if it's only a pre-practice press conference, that means that he didn't practice well.
Right.
No one wants to hear any of that. So you're not going to do that. So it could be taken that way. So yeah, if he plays on Saturday, if he plays well, I'm not going to come in here and say that they're going to be amazing. If he plays poorly, I'm not going to come in here and say that they're going to suck and everybody's going to get fired. It's not going to happen. I need to ask you a personal question. Yesterday, this is amazing. So I'm the D-line coach of the youth football team. I got the 5th and 6th graders yesterday. And we're doing group, and I'm going over things that they've had a scrimmage on Saturday, going over things that they might have saw. And I go, do you notice they do this? How many of you guys watched the game on Saturday? And there were like 2 who raised their hands. There was like 9 of them yesterday, my D-linemen. And I go, only a couple of you watched the game? And they were like, well, I'm not a Browns fan. And I said, what fan are you? Now, when I first told you this, I didn't tell you the end of it. When I first told you this, you thought they were all Steelers fans. And I go, what fan are you? I got one said he was a Ravens fan, which blew my you-know-whats off. I had one who said he was a Bengals fan, which that was almost as galling as the one who said he was a Ravens fan. No Steelers fans in the bunch. I had one that said he was a Dolphins fan, one who said that he was a Raiders fan, one that said he was a Vikings fan, and then there were a couple of Browns fans.
Well, Raiders and Vikings fans, they can have fun this year.
Raiders and Vikings fans, yes.
They'll be switching their allegiance by week 5.
And I go, why don't you guys like the Browns? You guys need to like the Browns. The Browns are your home team. You should be Browns fans. And I kind of wanted to say, and I'm like, they're 12-year-old kids, I can't say this to them. I go... In my head, I'm going, yeah, you'll be a Browns fan. I said it out loud. I go, you'll be a Browns fan. He's like, how do you know? And in my head, I go, you'll get a taste of the Muni Lot and you're going to be a Browns fan. But I can't say that to him because they're 12 and I can't be encouraging that type of behavior.
I think the Muni Lot will still be around when they're...
Okay, oh, that's true.
He'll get
that's
a taste. Right. There will still be breaking Browns tailgates. News. There will still be the great big bus with the dog face on the front of it and the helmet. You will. Once they get a taste of a Browns tailgate, they will be Browns fans.
It'll just be the Crocker Park version.
That is the difference between entering suburbs and where I grew up. Like in my neighborhood, it was we had a Washington fan, we had Dolphins fans, Raiders fans, Cowboy fans. Like it was a cornucopia of fans. Now this was when the Browns had moved, obviously, so that was maybe a little bit difficult there. A Bears fan was in there.
So that's weird because they've actually seen winning Browns football to some extent. They've seen a Browns playoff win.
At a ripe age of seeing Browns football where you would start to make your choices.
Is it that their parents are giving them freedom or are they rebelling against their parents?
I have no idea. But I ask you the question, should I be preaching the gospel of Browns football to make them Browns fans? Or do I is this a Browns Rumspringa and they eventually come back to their senses and be Browns fans?
This is one where, Anthony, I think you're off on that. I don't think it's they're rebelling from their parents. I think it's they're following their parents' lead.
Oh, you think their parents think don't care about the Browns as much?
I think you, as the most influential football man in their lives right now, have a obligation, Ken, to make sure that they are fans of the local sports team and not fans of.
So you want me to keep preaching?
I'm not a giant Browns fan, right?
I know.
I follow them as much as anyone in the city.
Yeah.
But I don't go around preaching to my kids on my football teams that they need to be Chiefs fans. They live in Cleveland. I think they should be following the Browns.
Well, Ken, you have a captive audience here. So obviously you have their undivided attention.
Yes.
You know, every single day. But it is a little bit troubling that they're not getting that at home. if they're not.
I assume they were just
to this point.
Well, I'm just going to assume that they are not getting it at home.
But you said that you thought they were just going to be Steelers fans. There was not a Steelers fan in the group.
So is that finally ending? That kids in this area are choosing Steelers over Browns? That's finally ended. It's not a thing anymore because the Steelers haven't been sexy. They haven't been as star studded.
The Vikings, I can't explain. That I can't explain. Raiders, silver and black. I know they ain't been great. You can explain that. There's people all over the country that are Raiders fans. The Dolphins, I think my dad's a Dolphins fan, of course. Like, yeah, you can like the Dolphins when you're a kid. A lot of kids grow up as Dolphins fans. But like once you reach a certain age, it's like, no, it's time to be a fan of your home area team. It's time to get in the group here and do what's necessary to be a fan of your team. So should I plant those seeds now is what I'm asking you. I'm surprised Owen's saying yes.
This is a very, very, we talk about formative years, impressionable kids. This is the age that, you know, you can steer them. Now, here is the one catch with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
How confident are you in this Browns team this year? Because if you go all in with these kids this year and it's like a 2019 season,
oh God,
you might lose them forever.
I will tell you this. Last year when they were winning, I mean, they were a good football team last year. I was a god. I was preaching the good book of the Browns, and they were coming along with it. But if they go out there and they suck up the room, what example am I going to use? That's a lot of pressure.
I think there is pressure. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I was like, man, you guys got to be Browns fans, man. You got to do that. All right, should I be preaching the Browns? A lot of people just agreeing with you, saying keep on preaching. There are some people going, nah, let them figure out their own journeys, man. Like it's the football equivalent of a Rumspringa.
Yeah, but that's dangerous too. I mean, that, like you said, one of them is a Cincinnati fan. I'm guessing because of Joe Burrow. Like, what if Cincinnati has a great year and Joe Burrow is incredible, goes back to Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl? Is that kid going to be a Cincinnati fan for life?
Maybe, but at the same time, like, listen, I'm not trying to push out his whole future for him here. I just assume with a lot of kids, yeah, you're going to get one taste of a tailgate and that's going to be it.
Well, and that person that said let them figure it out on their own, that's on their parents to do. And I agree with the parents going, hey, you be your own kid, you flourish in this. You're not their parent, Ken. You are their football Sherpa at this point.
Yes, I like to be that way. That's true.
So as the football Sherpa, you have an obligation to make sure that they know about the best football local to them and how they can emulate that and things that they should be trying to strive for.
But it's the most low-key preseason I think I've ever been a part of. There's no gas. The games, there's like, we're looking for energy. Like, you got energy out of the defensive line.
There's no problem about bringing up a Danny Shelton JOP every once in a while and teaching them some history as well.
Is that the history I'd like to teach them?
Just let them know there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat.
If I'm teaching history, I show Miles Garrett and then I'm showing the Michael Stanley song. That's about the history that I'm going to show.
With the fact that they've had Nick Chubb and Miles Garrett, it seems like a pretty easy era in Browns football to be.
Yeah, to be a fan.
Yeah, coach that's won 2-time coach of the year. Like, yes. If I were 9 years old, I mean, it seems pretty easy. I mean, they've been good. They've won more games than they've lost now over the last how many years?
But they have been. I asked them, I go, how many of you guys watched the game on Saturday? How many? Not very many. Because I just think that their parents, well, you're watching.
I don't think their parents were watching either.
That's what I meant. Don't look at that's
the numbers,
what I mean by
I'm not sure anybody in Cleveland watched that game.
That's what I meant by that. Like it's so low key now. There's no stars playing. And
I think even Mitch had more to take in on the stadium than he did on the actual football game.
I think that that's probably a good point. And I think a lot of people are just waiting to see how the quarterback does before they get their hopes. That's half the reason why I think half the people want him to play on Saturday is they're looking for a reason to get their hopes up. Or I think they're looking for a reason for
answers,
a confirmation
man.
Bias on something
some
else.
Answers.
Yeah. Well, you'll get your answers week one if it's up to me. Or as of right now, you will get some answers. I don't know if you will get you will get actual answers, but in your head, you might get answers coming up on Saturday. Tua Tagovailoa had an interesting conversation the other day. You brought this up to me last night on the phone. Tell everybody about this.
Yeah. Well, he had a conversation on Metalark Media about the type of coaching that works for him. And apparently when Brian Flores was the head coach of Tua, Tua was not exactly feeling at his best. Listen to this audio courtesy of MetalArk.
If you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. You are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. How would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it. Regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year. All the way
down. So I love this, Kenny, because I think this is one of the oldest questions in coaching that anybody in their car listening, how do I coach kids? Do I coach them all the same? And these are professionals. And Tua basically is telling you that even as a professional, I had one coach that sucked away all the confidence from me. And I got another coach that built it back up with Mike McDaniel and his style of coaching. And now there is no one size fits all in this. It's why I love this debate, because I think everybody has their philosophy on how to reach kids. We're going to have Brian Hoyer on. I would love to hear Brian Hoyer, whether it was Chuck Kyle or moving his way up from college at Michigan State to the NFL, where he had Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels at one point, or Kyle Shanahan during the year that started out with so much promise. I bet they all did it very different ways. And so I find it interesting because I see a lot of people watching that interview or listening to that audio, condemning Flores and saying how great McDaniels is. And I think McDaniel is. And I think it's different. I think it's different for every player. Tom Brady, I'm sure, would have been fine with the way that Flores coached it up.
My knee-jerk reaction is to say, because there's a lot of things about McDaniel that I go, man, he's good with the media, but what has he really done? You guys sit there and act like he's better than Shanahan. Like, I don't even like Shanahan. And when McDaniel was here, nice guy, really nice guy. I'm going, you guys are acting like he's God's gift to football. He's 3-9 in the month of December when it counts, when it really counts and you're pushing forward. Let me take that back, though. Me saying that their record is a reason, yes, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. Those are results. It's about process, right? Because Tua's saying he probably wouldn't even be a quarterback that got paid. Had Brian Flores, that's what Tua's really saying. He wouldn't have been a quarterback who would have got paid if Brian Flores were still the head coach. I'm a pull history thing that you, and I know Keith, when he hears the marble mouth, when he hears it's going to roll his eyes. Henry Jordan, Hall of Famer, former Cleveland Brown, actually, and Green Bay Packer. It was a famous quote, Vince Lombardi treats us all the same like dogs. Vince Lombardi treated Henry Jordan like a dog because that's how he got the best out of Henry Jordan. When he would yell at Bart Starr, he'd pull Bart Starr in a room and talk to him privately about it. And he wouldn't even yell at him. He'd speak respectfully about it. Because that's what gets certain guys. Now, I'm about positive stuff. If you're just being told you're garbage all day long, you're eventually going to believe it's garbage. And then when you make a mistake as a coach, and it happens all the time, they're going to use that against you. You got to be positive about it. Instead, because if I just look for negatives about it, you're going to start looking for negatives about me. That is not constructive. So hearing that, and I've been a Brian Flores guy, hearing that, I'd like to hear his side of it, Brian Flores is, but we're not going to because he's a coach right now in the NFL. Hearing that is strong stuff to me because I'm thinking, man, you can be tough on a quarterback. I'm not saying to coddle him, but you got to let him know you're in his corner. Well, he has to know you're in his corner.
I agree with you. I wonder if there right now is, whether it's a generational gap, whether it matters who you are, where you're from, how you were raised. Because when I hear Tua talk, I'm like, man, that does sound very new generation where we do want to be positive, positive, positive. Mental health. We talk about mental health. They didn't talk about it. Do you think Bill Belichick had ever uttered the term mental health? Bill Parcells, you think he had ever uttered the term mental health? And so a lot of this is positive, right? Like we have to get a hold of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I also think sometimes, yeah, that's not a one size fits all. That's not going to work with everybody.
Well, these are professionals. They're grown men. But
you paid
still
a lot of money.
I still think, and they do get paid a lot of money.
Like, does it sound like Mike McDaniel's coddling, you know, some extent?
I don't think so. I mean, he has to cut people. Not everybody gets to be a Miami Dolphin at the end of the day, so he has to tell
them
bad
McDaniel's
news.
McDaniel's personality and Flores' personality.
Yeah, they're totally different people.
They're
But are people going to take away and say one is right and one is wrong?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Well, they are right now. And I think that some people heard what I said and say, you're living in a fantasy world because you coach kids. You're not coaching grown men, which I think in a lot of ways, I think that I don't care if they're a 30-year-old man or a 12-year-old kid. In a lot of ways, positivity is going to work better. I don't think rubbing somebody's nose in it is always going to make them work better. In fact, I think it's always going to be the opposite for exactly the reasons I said. Then I start looking for faults in you. And when I start looking for faults in you, that means I'm going to quit on you.
I just will never forget. I know we got to go. We got Brian Hoyer coming up. LeBron James talking forever about how Ty Lue brought him into that office and called him out in front of everybody about all these mistakes, which maybe prior coaches hadn't been doing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.